This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day in terms of a significant day. It is a day for primaries in seven states all across the country, states ranging from New Jersey to Mississippi to South Dakota to California, the big enchilada, you'll pardon the expression. California, which will largely determine whether the Democrats can actually turn things around and have any chance of preserving their majority in the House of Representatives. It's also a very important day because coming right up on Thursday night begins the super spectacular television extravaganza concerning everything that has been discovered so far and what they hope will be new revelations and discoveries about the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill. A riot that, yes, was led and perpetrated by some very enthusiastic Trump supporters who believed the election was stolen. Will the Democrats who are running the January 6th committee be able to use this expose, because they begin on Thursday night and then they pick up again after the weekend? There will be at least six nights of televised hearings. Can that change the direction of this election? To talk about all of that and where we stand and where we're going, a real pleasure to welcome back to the show Jonathan Allen, who is a senior national politics reporter for NBC News based in Washington. And his latest report, Trump on the Brink. Former President Donald Trump hasn't made a final decision yet about running in 2024. But he could send that motion, that bid into motion, as early as this summer. Jonathan, with everything going on, it's a pleasure to speak to you again.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Michael.
And his best-selling book is the chronicle of the last campaign, the 2020 campaign, Lucky How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency. What about the significance of the primary elections that are taking place today? A lot of it focuses on California and also on local elections in San Francisco and Los Angeles, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're going to get a good idea today because of California's jungle primary. Kind of what that means is that all of the candidates from all of the parties run in the same primary election. The top two, regardless of party, move on to the general election. So I think what we're going to find out is sort of the sentiment of voters, particularly while watching the Los Angeles mayoral election, where you've got a liberal Democratic candidate and Congresswoman Karen Bass and a Republican turned Democrat businessman Rick Caruso. And I think that may give us some clues as to what the sentiments are of voters in traditionally liberal places. Up and down the ballot in California, we will get some other clues as to that as well.
I understand that Rick Caruso has put a lot of his own money, maybe as much as $30 million, into the campaign, and that his number one issue is doing something about homelessness.
Yeah, and I think that's, I think for a lot of people who live in major cities, we've seen, there's visibility of homelessness in a way that I think we hadn't seen, and it goes in cycles or peaks and valleys. But I think right now in a lot of major cities, you're seeing a tremendous amount of homelessness and not a lot of a lot of good ideas from government or anyone else as to how to resolve that.
And Karen Bass, of course, was on the short list. She is former chair of the Congressional Ballot Caucus, and she was on the short list for Joe Biden to be his running mate. Do you have any sense of why Biden picked Kamala Harris, one Californian, over a fellow Californian, Karen Bass?
I think with all vice presidential picks, the best wisdom is to first do no harm. And I think he looked at then Senator Harris as somebody who, fit the sort of mold of vice presidential candidate. He had sort of limited himself first to women, and then it seemed likely that he was going to choose a black woman. Harris was the only black female senator. There were no black female governors. So those traditional pools, she was really the only one that fit in it. She's somebody who had run for president herself, who had been, even though she ended up getting out of the race before the first Iowa caucuses, had at least experienced some of that spotlight at that sort of intense national level. Karen Bass, as we're seeing, is going to struggle likely in this Los Angeles mayor's race. That's not quite the same thing as winning statewide in California, as now Vice President Harris did.
When you look at the other races that are going on around the country, there are none that are particularly viewed as a vote of confidence or a vote of rejection for President Trump. But he will be implicated fairly directly in these televised hearings. Do you think the Democrats have a chance of getting some traction with these very dramatic hearings, which apparently include tape of President's daughter Ivanka, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and many others close to the former president?
I don't know the answer to that question. The needle politically is very difficult to move. There are very few events that seem to change our divided politics these days. But I don't want to prejudge what I haven't seen. What the promise from the committee has been, whether or not that ends up being true, what we'll have to see, is that they will have new startling information, and that they believe that it will and should change some people's minds. Whether or not that happens, I think is, I would start with at least some skepticism about that, just having experienced the last couple of decades of American politics.
Yeah, the one thing that strikes me, Jonathan, is that I think people are tired on all sides of hearing about the election of 2020. I am sick and tired of hearing the stolen election narrative, which is completely, seems to me, based on nothing. And then even though this is not based on nothing and they haven't brought out all their evidence yet, I think there are a lot of people out there on both sides who are kind of tired about hearing about the latest indictment of the Proud Boys or the latest thrilling news from the January 6th committee. Don't you think there's some weariness here on a national basis, bipartisan?
I think weariness is the right word to describe just about everything right now in the country. And, it's one thing in a sort of political and economic vacuum to have these hearings, but we're experiencing, a period of intense inflation, a lot of worries about what that means in terms of possibly heading into a recession. I think a lot of voters are focused on kitchen table issues right now. All that said, I think the onus is on the committee. That's mostly Democrats with both Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who are I guess considered by many of their colleagues to be kind of turncoat Republicans, also on the committee. But the onus is on the committee to make this relevant to people. The vast majority of Americans can't name the three branches of government, so making this urgent for people is a big challenge, and we'll see if they're able to do it.
We will be right back. I hope you can join us for a few minutes more. Jonathan Allen of NBC News to talk about your latest reporting on Trump on the brink, getting ready to make a final decision about running in 2024. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael Medved Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show with Jonathan Allen, senior national political reporter for NBC News. He is based in Washington, of course. His best-selling book about the campaign of 2020 is called Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency. In terms of the presidency in 2024, there has been just a deafening volume of commentary about President Trump and whether he actually makes the race or doesn't make the race. What is your latest sense of the thinking in MAGA world about the inevitability and the necessity of another term for President Trump?
It's divided, Michael. I think there are there's one set of advisors who say that that Trump should wait until after the midterms. I suspect that some of them would probably prefer, though no one said this to me, would prefer that he not run. Delay is often a sign of wanting to deny something. And then there are some advisors who think that he should get in now and strike while the iron is hot, while his supporters are still interested, and while he's got this sort of busload of Republican hopefuls kind of breathing down his neck. You know, first and foremost, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. If Trump were to wait until after the midterms, it's possible that DeSantis could get in first, whereas if he were to announce before the midterms, it's hard for DeSantis to do that because he's currently on the ballot running for re-election. I think it would be, if not unprecedented, certainly unusual for a candidate to announce a run for the presidency while they're still running for re-election. I talked to Jason Miller, one of his longtime advisors, who said that Miller himself is urging Trump to go sooner rather than later.
And what about, how does that impact somebody like Dr. Oz, who is now officially the Republican nominee for Senate in Pennsylvania, a crucial Senate seat that could determine the control of the U.S. Senate, running against John Fetterman, who's recovering from his stroke. I mean, lots of drama and melodrama in Pennsylvania, Keystone State. But isn't it possible that the Pennsylvania race, for instance, becomes a proxy vote on Trump if he's already announced his candidacy for 2024 before November? And then people like Oz would be under pressure to basically say, well, of course, I'm supporting President Trump, he's supporting me. Isn't that a potential problem for folks like that?
It both makes it easier in that if you're Oz, you don't have to think a whole lot about distancing yourself from Trump because you're not able to. At the same time, it means that what would have been an election about Oz's criticism of President Biden and the Democrats in Congress suddenly becomes less of a referendum on the people in power and more of a choice between Biden and Trump. And I think Republican candidates all across the country will have to grapple with how closely do they want, if Trump were to get in, how closely they want to align themselves with him and how much they can get away with trying to blunt the edges of that.
Legally, can Trump, if he actually declares his candidacy before November, can he then stockpile money, go all out in raising the biggest campaign fund in history for his comeback in 2024?
He can go out and raise money, but he would be limited in by federal limits on contributions in terms of how much he could raise from each individual. That changes each cycle. I think it's $2,900 per election now. So $2,900 for the primary, $2,900 for the general. It might be $3,000 for the next presidential election. It's indexed by year. The other piece of that is he has to find donors who are willing to give him money for 2.5 years rather than 2 years or a year and a half, and that can be difficult. He was significantly outraised in terms of just direct campaign to campaign comparisons and fundraising by Joe Biden in 2020, and so there's I think there's probably some concern in his camp that that the endurance of 2.5 years of raising money is difficult.
And he was also outraised by Hillary Clinton, wasn't he?
I'd have to go back and look at the numbers. I think that was closer, if I recall, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay, let me just read you something that Brett Stevens wrote about his crystal ball. He says, here's what my crystal ball tells me. Democrats get hammered in the midterms. Biden realizes he has to announce he isn't running in 2024 so that a savior can appear. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, beats Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina for the Democratic nomination, and then chooses the widely respected retired Admiral Jim Stavridis as her running mate. Meanwhile, Republicans split acrimoniously between DeSantis and Trump. A brokered convention produces a compromise ticket headed by Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina as his VP choice. Your reaction to that crystal ball?
I would have a hard time seeing that set of things play out.
And again, you do think that there is a chance that even with Trump announcing early and assuming that Governor DeSantis wins his reelection bid, that he could come into the race later?
It's certainly possible that he could come into the race later. I do think that if Trump goes earlier, it makes it harder for DeSantis. I think it's harder to challenge a former president who is running in a primary than it would be to get in first before Trump and then stay in the race even after Trump gets in, because you've already made the decision. By the same token, for Trump, he'd have to look at it. If DeSantis were to get in first, Trump would have to, I think he'd have to do some polling and do some soul searching and put out the signal to the base to see if everyone's still activated for him, and make a decision. And all of that said, I still think that Trump is the most powerful force in Republican politics right now. That doesn't mean that, he owns the Republican Party or, dominates it in the way that he used to, but, he has more, I think he has influence over a greater number of Republicans than any other potential candidate.
Yeah, and that may be either reinforced or undermined, depending on some of the primaries, particularly some congressional primaries where Trump has endorsed candidates for the House. Some of the primaries coming up today and in the weeks ahead. You can help follow all of that with everything right up to the minute with the work of Jonathan Allen of NBC News. When we come back, what about that idea of alternatives to the big name candidates? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Everybody loves him.
Michael Medved.
But I will tell you this, he's very tough.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cost of gas is approaching $5 a gallon. The cheapest gas is in Georgia at $4.33 a gallon. Meanwhile, in California, drivers are paying on average $6.37 a gallon. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing with testimony from people impacted by mass shootings, as well as experts on domestic terrorism. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Democrats are diminishing the threat of anti-Semitic violence and anti-Asian violence by focusing mainly on violence by white supremacists.
Today's congressional Democrats try to use the charge of white supremacy, which is undoubtedly evil, bigoted, and wrong, and weaponized by their own party. They try to use that as a proxy for attacking a political party they disagree with.
USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, with so much worry about a potential of a recession coming on, and obviously with the inflation impacting our economy, something that can give you, I think, a little bit of encouragement, maybe some good ideas about the future, would be going to our website, michaelmedved.com, click on the banner where it says Our Crowd, and they will send you completely free a regular weekly update on some of the high-tech startups that are defying every negative trend. And about half of these businesses are businesses right here in the USA. The others are mostly Israeli businesses and startups. And it's very exciting to see what is going on. It can also be very beneficial. This is a crowdsourced venture capital kind of investment that is available to you. Again, there's no obligation at all, just to check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. There are a number of issues surrounding Pride Month. And, one of the issues that I find it hard to believe. I mean, we have enough issues in sports. We have sort of great achievements on the way. I mean, how many home runs is Aaron Judge going to hit? And is this going to be one of the greatest Yankees teams if you follow New York baseball? And the Yankees are doing, they have over 700 one-loss percentage. They are having a great season. There's also a real prospect of a Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees. All this going on. But The news is that a handful of Tampa Bay Rays players are under fire because they're refusing to wear rainbow logos on their jerseys to honor Pride Month. Jeremy, do we know if any other franchise, any other team, like the San Francisco Giants might be a good category, are wearing rainbow logos on their jerseys? And again, some are saying they don't want to wear the logos because of religious reasons. And but the whole idea that this is now an issue that is so beyond politics or beyond controversy that you want a rainbow flag. I know some people used to feel that way about the peace symbol, that trident peace symbol that you used to see. But I can't imagine any baseball team, any professional baseball franchise that wanted to reach the largest possible audience would find it necessary to actually wear this on your jersey. I mean, is this really the ultimate? And does it mean if a player declines to wear the rainbow jersey, does this make him a hater or a bigot? 1-800-955-1776. There's also, over in another realm of professional sports, the NFL, they have a another huge milestone, and CBS anchors actually were celebrating the NFL for hiring its first ever transgender cheerleader. Listen.
NFL has hired its first openly transgender cheerleader. Yes. Justine Lindsay first told the world in an Instagram post back in March that she made the top cast, the cheerleading squad for the Carolina Panthers. In that same post, she came out as transgender. While that post came out a few months ago, she is just now speaking out about the position, telling BuzzFeed News, quote, "I think more people need to see this. It's not because I want recognition. It's just to shed light on what is going on in the world, and you continue to speak your truth because we're here for it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're definitely here for that.
You don't know how many little kids at home might see that and be totally inspired and feel just more confident.
That's right.
Inclusion is the way.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you really think that that's just is going to be inspiring all kinds of little kids at home? Now, of course, is it true? Now, maybe you're not allowed to say this. Jeremy, do you think that the number of little kids at home who identify as female is as likely to live and die and care deeply about the NFL as the people who identify as male? Really? Okay, and then we have an outrage, and it says, "Hateful," in quotes, this is from NBC News, "hateful," in quotes, "graduation speech at Ohio High School sparks outrage." Now, see if you can imagine what kind of hateful graduation speech would spark outrage. I wish we could get a tape of the speech, but it is so brutal. The language in it is just so out. Well, I'll take the risk. Jeremy, you think we can read some of what was said of this graduation speech at the River Valley High School in Caledonia, Ohio? Do you think we can read that without getting in trouble with the FCC? Okay, well, it's censored only when they start coming, censored from the record if they start coming after us. But here's the story from NBC, so I guess it's okay. A high school graduation speech telling students to choose a spouse is sparking outrage online. Jim McGuire, who's an alumnus of the high school, he's a leading businessman. He's also a board member of the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. He said the following: Choose a spouse, I suggest, he said at the commencement address. I also suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles, you know, a male with a female, and female with a male. A Caledonia about an hour north of Columbus has a population of 560 in the 2020 census. Since the speech last week, McGuire's remarks have been called hateful and totally inappropriate. Alexis Osipo, a 2018 River Valley graduate who was at the ceremony to support her younger sister, told the local newspaper, the Marion Star, newspaper once edited by Warren Harding. She told the newspaper, the Marion Star, when McGuire made that comment that marriage should only be between a man and a woman, my jaw dropped to the floor and I honestly thought I was hearing it wrong. I had to look around and see if other people were having the same reaction that I was, and they were. I felt like crying when I heard some people in the crowd clapping. But I was absolutely outraged, and so were my parents and my brother. I heard people behind me whispering about how inappropriate the comment was as well. River Valley High School made the video of the graduation ceremony private, but portions of McGuire's speech circulated on social media platforms. One Twitter user wrote, he made himself the center of attention instead of the graduates and their accomplishments. He should take his ignorant views back to the 1950s. Look, it seems like this was off the cuff and it was a mistake. I understand that it's a mistake. I understand that there's no point in hurting people's feelings. But really, is that honestly a definition of hateful speech? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
And coming up this week, there will be a full review of the big new Jurassic Park movie. Jurassic Park Dominion, I think it is. And again, keeping the Jurassic Park movies separate and distinct is not always easy. Not always easy. We were talking a moment ago about this Jim McGuire, who is a businessman in Caledonia, Ohio. And there's been this huge explosion against what he said when he urged people to choose a spouse based on biblical principles, meaning a male with a female and female with a male. Now, obviously, was it a mistake for him to do that at a high school graduation? Of course it is. And because I don't know if there are a lot of gay married couples in New Caledonia, Ohio, but if there's even one or none, it's not appropriate to try to imply that those couples are somehow second-class citizens, especially after the Supreme Court of the United States has decided in the Obergefell case that they're not. It is also, however, appropriate to recognize there are about 500,000 same-sex married couples in the country, as opposed to 61 million opposite-sex married couples in the country. Now, what does that mean? What you're talking about is less than 1% of the total married couples. One of the things that has, I think, helped calm down the issue of gay marriage is there was an expectation on the part of many people on all sides of this controversy, when it was a raging controversy, that soon there would be gay marriages everywhere. It would be ubiquitous. It would be as common as straight marriages. And I probably shouldn't even use this as opposite sex marriages. And there people who have created beautiful relationships and meaningful families and et cetera, got it. That happened. But it has not, it seems to me, changed American life or culture as profoundly as a lot of people hoped or feared. The Jim McGuire, who made these comments in this now notorious graduation speech, said that my speech was not anti anything. There was not a negative word or statement in speech to anyone or to any organization. Being positive is who I am. What he had said again is, I strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles. You know, a male with a female and female with a male. He also shared a statement he sent to the high school. The high school received a statement that said, I truly had the best interests of the graduates in mind. The graduates were my audience. The school administration released their own statement yesterday saying the speech was not reviewed by anyone on the River Valley Administrative Team or Board of Education. Any views expressed by the speaker during his commencement speech reflected his personal beliefs. He was not speaking as an official representative of River Valley Local Schools. The superintendent of River Valley Local Schools added, the alumni speaker was not a member of the River Valley staff and was not speaking as an official representative of the River Valley Local Schools. I hope that this particular explosion of negativity can begin to be settled, or at least calm down. A little bit. It seems when you hear people using the term hateful speech, that seems to me excessive when applied to this situation. I'll tell you what else is excessive. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and the piece itself isn't excessive. It's reporting on an excessive reality. The headline, Pessimistic Mood Deepens, and the lead says, Americans are deeply pessimistic about the U.S. economy and view the nation as sharply divided over its most important values, according to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll. The NORC polls, the NORC is the National Opinion Research Center at University of Chicago. They do the general social survey every year. They are the probably the most prestigious and influential information gathering survey operation in the world. The survey found Americans in a sour mood, surprise, surprise, and registering some of the highest levels of economic dissatisfaction in years. The pessimism extended beyond the current economy to include doubts about the nation's political system, its role as a global leader, and its ability to help most people achieve the American dream. Some 83% of respondents described the state of the economy as poor or not so good. More than one-third, or 35%, said they aren't satisfied at all with their personal financial situation. That was the highest level of dissatisfaction since NORC began asking the question every few years, starting in 1972. So, with a painful stagflation of the Jimmy Carter era that led to that Reagan landslide, people are more depressed about the country and our economic state than they were in 1978 or 79. This is amazing when you look at it. And again, it does bring up the idea that this is going to be a very, very tough election for Democrats. Just over one quarter of respondents, 27%, say they have a good chance of improving their standard of living, a 20-point drop from last year in 1 year, while just under half the respondents, 46%, say they have no chance of improving their situation. The idea that the country is so negative about everything just astonishing. The results suggest that Democrats who control the White House and Congress face a dispirited electorate, to say the least, heading into November's elections. Other pollsters say economic issues are the top concern for voters, and they are likely to hold the party in power accountable for high inflation that has made housing, groceries, gas, and other essentials more expensive. And so what the president is now talking about, releasing people from college debt, including people who never bothered or managed to finish college and now want to have that ill-fated adventure funded by the federal government. More broadly, the survey reveals a despondent view of national unity and partisan splits over cultural issues. Some 86% of respondents said Americans are greatly divided when it comes to the most important values. And over half said they expect these divisions to worsen 5 years from now. In the prior years that we've asked this question, there's at least been some hope, a little bit more hope, that things might get better, the head of the survey said, Ms. Benz. She said that's a key difference underlying all of this right now. The journal NORC poll showed that about a third of respondents were optimistic that people of different races or religions could come together and solve the country's problems. Just 13% of respondents felt, however, they were optimistic that that was true for Americans who hold different political views. In other words, I guess you could say that this is encouraging. But right now, after all of this emphasis on racial divisions and a reckoning that people were talking about, and emphasizing the history of racism, people are more optimistic about Americans unifying beyond race than they are about Americans unifying across political divisions. Really, we need to do better. We need more unifying, uplifting, optimistic, and constructive leadership for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.